As an introduction, because I know we don't normally talk about college football much during the season, but I think this would be a good time to kind of talk about our feelings on college football, how it's translating to the NFL, where we're at. I know, we got more college football teams in the college football playoff next year. Kind of what is the state of college football, and is it helping the NFL? Is it hurting the NFL? In terms of us as fans of college football, just kind of again, like, what is the state of college football? Where do we think it's going to go in the next 5, 10 years with, even the spring games going on? Where's it going to go this year? Shane, I'll start with you for this. What is the state of college football? Is it in a good place? Is it in a bad place? You can kind of go however you'd like, with sort of your thought process with this, but what do you think the state of college football is right now?
I don't love it right now, I'll be honest. It's, it's changed a lot in the last few years, obviously, and it will continue to. In some ways for the better, but in many ways not so much. I think the main thing for me that comes to mind is just the fact that the NCAA has a big problem of it feels like the Wild West because there's nobody in charge. Like it's like a wild bee's nest without a beekeeper, right? Like it's just pandemonium. And what I mean by that is, you have all these teams that are just going to different conferences because they feel like it, and it's just totally fine, and like messing with the whole geography of the sport and the regionality of it, and with NIL and transfer portal, it's just made recruiting an absolute nightmare because, yes, you have to recruit guys to come to your school, but you also have to recruit them to stay there. And like that's more the job now than actually coaching is for these coaches. I'm not against players getting paid for their name, image, and likeness, but it's just we have to have, I think, a little bit of little bit of regulation here because, rookies, not rookies, but just players in general w used to play a lot harder in college and like in the beginning of their NFL careers because they were trying to prove something. But now, I mean, you got college players that are making 10 million a year, so they're just like, well, whatever. And right now, it's not going to matter as much, but I think in the next several years, we're going to start to see the effects of it as the league gets younger, because that's just what it does. Yeah, I'm not. I do like the 12-team playoff. That's one thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm with it. Because what's 14? That's not a playoff. Four teams? Come on, like, what are we doing? Yeah, I like the 12-team playoff. But other than that, I don't know. I don't love the state of things, and I think a big part of that is because it's too individual. It's not like, there's not a, they don't have a commissioner. As much as I hate commissioners, you kind of need one, So yeah, either that's kind of my general thoughts, but anyways.
Brandon, what are your thoughts on the state of college football and where it's going?
When I think about it, I like, the to see where star players go in the transfer portal and things like that. But the more I think about it, the more it's like, college football and college sports in general have always been a business for schools. It's how a lot of them bring in a lot of money. It's how the top schools stay the top schools. It's always been a business, but I feel like as we kind of just keep moving forward year after year after year, especially in the modern era, it's just, I just don't like where it's going because it's becoming just like, I don't want to use a political term and say like all gerrymandering and like, you know, kind of moving things around.
It's like, true, though. I like that thought, actually. I think you're spot on, actually. I think that's right on the money.
Like, it's just so, it's so hard. It's like it's hard to watch college football sometimes when there's like so many big teams now. And there's so many schools that still have the big names that, you know, it's like there's no such thing as, like, I feel like fairness anymore. There's no such thing as parity. There's no such thing as kind of just like kind of like an equal opportunity to play kind of thing. There's none of that anymore compared to even 10 years ago, let alone 20 or 30. And I still love watching the game. We all still love watching the game. But the problem with it is just it's becoming like almost like a media circus between the NIL, between the you know, kind of state lines being crossed, regions being crossed by certain teams, going to different conferences, you know, coaches leaving left and right to go to different places. You know, it's like everybody wants to make more money, but you're sacrificing the integrity of the game more or less for the money. And I feel like we don't see that just not just in college football, but in a lot of other leagues now. It's become such a big sports in general, it's become such a big business. But even in college sports, it's become such a big business that it feels like we've kind of lost the beauty of the game. And it, as much as I love I love the 12-team playoff. That's a good thing. That's one thing they got right. I don't like to see four teams, especially like to hear, you know, Florida State complained all freaking, you know, all playoffs long.
Penn State.
Yeah. And well,
not this year, but just in general. Penn State will find anything to complain about.
Well, yeah, well, that's Philly. That's what they do.
The Florida government saying we're going to sue the playoff committee for not being in the playoff.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody wanted to see your third string quarterback play in a bowl like that. Nobody wanted to see that. Like, get out of here. And they probably would have gotten the brakes beat off them anyway. But it's just so hard to have those four teams like that. So it's a good thing they expanded it, and obviously now, because finally I'll see my Ducks make a freaking college football playoff again. And we were, once again, this was like the third straight year we were so close, and we choked at the end. So, you know, it's whatever. But it's, like, just the game in general, it's still fun to watch, but it just feels like the more it becomes business-centric and the more they try to squeeze dollars out of it and the more players try to squeeze dollars, like, I feel like these are still kids. Like, they're younger than us, which only a lot. Some of them are even our age, still in college, because they're making so much money. That's another thing. They're making so much money in college now. They don't have to go to the NFL or go, you know, or go pro in any other sport. Maybe they're a two-sport star, whatever it is, in high school. Like, they don't have to worry about that now. And it's – I get them wanting to be paid because – It is a high level of sports that only a few can make. Like, D1 is a hard thing to excel in any kind of sport. But you got to realize these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I mean, a lot of them are older, but especially the younger ones. Giving them this much money, I've never been a fan of giving younger people a lot of money. And just because it doesn't lead to good decisions. And it's like, okay, there's an incentive to play now because you can make all this money, but the downside of it is, you know, especially like in pro sports, you've seen that when you give somebody so much money, whether it be a coach or a player or whatever it is, the product suffers. Usually the product suffers, not all the time, but usually the product suffers. And, you know, now when you're recruiting all these guys through the transfer portal to come to different schools and to you know, especially these kids out of high school, recruiting them to certain schools with the promises of the NIL deals and all the money and all the commercials and the fame. And it's like, Well, what do the little schools have now? Nothing. So, you know, that's why. And you know what's funny? Some of the best games you'll watch of college football are not the bigger schools.
You go on ESPN Plus and you get a good game in the random afternoon.
Oh, you'll get like a Friday night game, but you know, cause early on in the season it'll be like those Friday night games. You'll get like a Friday night game that's like a final score of like 40-37, and it was a great game all the way through. Like, and it's between two schools that are like, you know, it's like, oh, like North Texas State. Like, you know, it's like you're making up, you know, those are good games. I mean, but it's a shame that we just have this kind of like, it's cool to see the big teams really compete against each other and load up and create like super teams. But this is college sports with kids. Like, I know it's a business, but the thing is, the more we get into the business model of things, the more it's just slowly wrecking the game, picking apart the integrity of the game that we love. I wouldn't say I hate it completely, but it is getting worse, and I don't want to be, you know, I hate to be like, you know, grumpy old man shaking fist at cloud, but, cause you know, we're only in our early to mid 20s, but at the same time, I just can't help but look at it and be like, I don't like this product right now. I don't like what I'm seeing just on the business standpoint of all this. And it's bleeding into the actual game. So it's going down a bad path. I won't say it's bad. It's totally bad yet. Like, you know, they've made some good decisions in terms of like some player safety rules that they've pioneered and, you know, and expanding the playoff. But in terms of the business side of things, some of the money side of things, and where that's leading players and coaches and staff to go, that is a real, that can have real bad consequences if we get further down the line.
Yeah, I like how you guys focused on the NIL portion of this. Obviously, the federal government will have certain things to say about it. Obviously, the NCAA now is considering giving these guys automatic eligibility in the transfer portal for all sports. It's going to change the game dramatically. My focus has honestly kind of been, it's different because I don't really know where to place the NIL stuff at the moment. I think we're still in early days with it. I think it's great. I don't think it's bad. I think it's kind of in a okay state because I think we're still kind of in early days with it and how the federal government views to deal with that, how the NCAA views to deal with that. I think we're obviously going to see it dramatically change over the next 5 to 10 years. My problem, I've been watching college football since 2010 because Shane got me into it. I remember, Shane, you used to say that you thought college football was better than the NFL. You had more enjoyment. I assume that has changed for you over the last 10 years, has it?
Yeah, a little bit. Especially lately. Well, I mean, last 2 years are pretty good because my two favorite teams were excellent. But in terms of, you know, like the state of the league or the country, I guess, for football, it's like, yeah.
My problem with it, again, I love to look at things from the TV, the broadcast television side. Or even streaming side in this case as well. We're not getting quality games. That's probably been the biggest complaint I've had for it over the last 10 plus years now, is where the quality games in the regular season. Like, why are they at random times? Why aren't we putting more in night games? Like, I like Fox's broadcast team. Why are they doing a game at noon? Why is Big Noon Kickoff a thing? And why is Alabama playing at noon or Texas playing at noon in September when it's 90 degrees outside? Why are we doing that? And then on top of that, it's like, yeah, I think that the change in conferences is going to help the quality of kind of matchups. But again, there's no consistency. Teams can choose whatever they want to do. They can, Alabama can play Citadel, UW can play Montana and pay them $600K and say, hey, come and play with us. Come and, you know, have this FCS school playoff. Well, how does that benefit anybody? I want quality matchups. I want more top 25 matchups of intrigue, not in the middle of the day, but at night when everyone's watching it. And then now we have Friday night games, like clear, important Friday night games, particularly on Fox. Give us some good games there. Don't give us like some sloppy games. I think we need more. We need a more. A lot of people have said this. I'm the only one. Part of having a commissioner in college football is the idea that we have a schedule baseline similar to what the NFL does, where you were sitting in the division, theoretically winning the Super Bowl, winning the national championship gives you a harder schedule. Doesn't always work. I get it. We complain about this every year, but in theory, that's how it's supposed to work. And again, the time slots. We're having random times for all these games. I want big games at night. I want the lower games during the day. I've always said that. I think that's the right way to go. As for kind of the college football playoff section of this, what is it? 12 teams now. That means more quality games. I love that. ESPN paid $7 billion to have the rights until 2032. I think that just got announced a couple of months ago. Officially got announced. We knew about it for like 6 months. But I don't, as much as I love the ESPN number one team of Fowler and Herbstreit, I'm not a big fan of sometimes the three or four teams. I'd love to see Joe Klatt and Gus Johnson do a playoff game or, or the NBC number one team. Like, I want more of that, more of the number one teams doing the bigger playoff games, whether it's a deal with Fox or ESPN or something of that nature. I would love to see more of that. I think the networks still don't do a good job of getting us prepped for the draft during the season as much as well. I'd love to see more of that. ESPN has so much stake in this sport right now, from getting the SEC from CBS. Now they have pretty much every conference. They need to promote the product more, and they need to do a better job of doing it. I think they do a good job as of now, but I think they can do a lot better promoting the product. And obviously College Game Day is a big part of that, but I still think having more of that is beneficial. But yeah, I think that we need to kind of revitalize the schedule. I think that's the next step here. Is revitalize the regular season schedule, give us more top 25 games, give us more interesting games, and also, last thing I'll say, abolish the College Football Playoff Committee. Get rid of it. I love the AP Top 25. I think it is the best and most concrete way to do this over a panel of six or seven people deciding on the playoff. And it makes the AP Top 25 not important. I remember when I started watching college football, the BCS was determined by the AP Top 25. Mm-hmm. And that affecting that, and they do a much better job because here's people in the Associated Press that the AP says, hey, you cover college football. You're the best of the best at it. You watch every game. That's your job for your network, for your radio station, whatever. You should be allowed to decide the playoff. I've always felt that way. I think having a committee, even for a 12-team, is ridiculous. Also, the bowl games need to change. That is going to change dramatically, whether we're going to have less, whether it's just going to be the New Year's Six Bowls, or maybe have like an NIT-style tournament. I don't freaking know. But the bowl games are going to change. I think you're going to see less of them. I think they're obviously not really important. I think it's fine that they're not important. You know, give these kids an opportunity to play. But I do think we'll see less of that over the course of the next few years.